The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hello, Louise. How are you? All fine. Yeah, she's fine, too. Uh-huh. Yeah, we sold the house. Yeah, we're going to build. Uh-huh. Well, we can't afford too big a place right now, but we thought we'd plan it so we can have additions later, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah, look, is Joe there? Yeah, he's not too busy.
Hello, dear.
Well, hey, what are you doing downtown?
Get off the phone. I've got a surprise.
I was just calling Joe about the apartment. He said we could get until the house is ready.
Now hurry, because we have an appointment.
Appointment? Darling, I'm a working man. It's only 2:30 in the afternoon, friends. Hello. Joe. Hi. Say, Joe, did you hear any more about that apartment? You thought we... Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That's okay. Oh, sure, Joe. I understand.
Oh, don't tell me we can't get it. We've got to be out of the house by March 30th.
Well, look, it's not your job to find us a place to live, for heaven's sake. No, we'll find something. Yeah, okay, Joe, bye. Well, you like that. Apartment Joe thought we could get in the same building his mother's in.
Granted.
Yeah, yesterday.
Honestly. Well, we'll find something. We haven't done much serious. Now, get your hat and coat and come on.
Darling, I'm a working man.
Look, that apartment was rented because we were too late. Now, let's not lose the most beautiful piece of land I've ever seen because we're too late.
No kidding.
Yes.
But you find something you like, huh?
Something I like, honey. It is just what we want.
Yeah?
It won't take too long to drive out there and see
it. Yeah, well, where is it?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's only about a mile from where we are now. You could be back in your office here in an hour. Just want to take a quick look, you know, talk to the real estate man. You can probably ask him more questions than I can. I don't know much about buying property.
Yeah, well, look, I don't know too much either.
Yeah, he's very nice. He's waiting down in his car, and he'll bring you back downtown, too. He's very nice, dear, and I'm sure he wouldn't sell us anything that wasn't right, you know.
Oh, my dear little trusting wife, you can be sold anything.
I cannot. Come on, dear, I thought we'd pick up Betsy on the way past her school.
Betsy? Why? Why do that?
Well, dear, we're moving, and they say sometimes that's a psychological blow to a child, gives them a feeling of insecurity.
Oh, I'm getting tired of the psychology. We moved 3 times when I was a kid, and I loved it.
Well, you see, that's why you're peculiar now.
Yeah, well, maybe so.
I think Betsy should be with us when we make decisions maybe about the moving and the building of the house so she feels she's really a part of it, too.
All right, fine.
Oh, I can't wait for you to see this property. You will love it.
Okay, let's go.
Now, we leave the car right here and walk through the woods. Just follow me right this way.
Walk through the woods?
Come on, Betsy. Isn't this fun, huh?
I want you to go ice skating with Jackie.
Well, you can go ice skating later. Now, Mommy wants you to see the property, the land where we might build our new house.
What does that guy mean, walk through the woods?
We'd have to, dear, to get to the property.
You mean we got to build a road to get to it?
Well, I don't know, dear. Now, don't worry about that now.
Don't worry about it now. I'd rather worry about it now than worry about it later, that's for sure.
Well, it isn't very far, anyhow. If we did have to build one, just be a teensy-weensy little road.
Look, I may not know much about building roads, but I'll bet even a teensy-weensy one can run into a lot of money.
Well, I don't spoil everything right off the bat. I was so excited about showing this to you.
All right,
dear.
Okay.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. Oh, there.
Come on, Betsy Kim. Isn't it only in the woods?
Well, we'll live in a house in the woods, just like Little Red Riding Hood did, see?
Wolves here?
But wolves? No, wolves. Now, watch where you walk, honey.
Are you sure?
Yes, dear, no wolves. No, come
but
on.
But see, how much farther is this place? What happened to the guide?
Oh, Mr. Whipple. He's right over there. Go on right there.
He brought my snowshoes. I feel like Sergeant Preston of the Yukon.
Honestly.
Go on, teasing, in a way. Just thinking of being snowbound here in the winter.
Over this way. That's right.
Do the snow plows come through this way in the winter, Mr. Whipple?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I must say, it's... Oh, boy.
Isn't that some view?
Oh, boy, that is something. It's pretty nice, eh?
I didn't want to tell you, dear. I wanted you to see it.
I told you this property just went on the market recently. The Edgewood Estate was broken up. These are all 2-acre lots.
2 acres? Oh, golly, we hadn't planned on that much.
I know, dear, but I did want you to see this because this is what we've always said we wanted, you know, to be high up and have a wonderful view and...
And a lake. My God.
I didn't want to tell you about the lake. I wanted to...
Hey, this is all... Oh, this is beautiful. John, look at that view.
I know, it's just look at it. The view, dear.
The what?
But isn't it pretty to look over the city? There's the park, and look way over there. Can see the country club, see?
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, never mind, never mind. When you're older, you'll appreciate it, I hope.
Dear, dear, look at the trees. Silver birch, blue spruce.
Yeah, yeah.
Pine,
oh, God, they're really magnificent trees.
Do you think Mr. Whipple, many of them would have to be cut down to build a house here?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. Depends on your builder, of course.
Uh-huh.
But most of them like to keep the setting natural as possible.
Uh-huh.
If you build right about there,
uh-huh,
I wouldn't say that more than one or two trees would have to come down.
Oh, that'd be wonderful, wouldn't it, dear? Huh?
Yeah. What kind of house would you plan to build?
Colonial.
Modern.
Well, we have some discussion of that subject yet.
Yes, I see.
Honey, we would be part owners of the lake. Wouldn't that be fun to own a lake?
Yeah. How do you figure that?
Well, you would own the approximate distance that your acreage borders on the lakefront.
Oh, yeah, I see. Where are the boundary lines?
I have a map of the area right here. Just a second.
Oh, and honey, there's a little brook you said, too.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there's a charming little brook right here in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
Right over here. Runs down over these rocks. It's a waterfall right about there, I think.
Waterfall? We can have our bedroom on this side, and wouldn't it be wonderful to go to sleep in the summer and hear the little babbling brook?
Yeah, let the babble get on your nerves after a while.
Oh, no.
I don't think it would.
Well,
we have one in our place, and I can assure you it's wonderful to hear during the night.
Uh-huh.
It's so peaceful. You really feel out in the country, although you're really right in the city.
Well, not exactly. Is this still within the city limits?
Oh, yes. That's the beauty of it. You have all the advantages of city life, and yet the feeling of being in the country.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now, here, these 2 acres are right here.
Oh, yeah, I see, uh-huh.
Oh!
And see, our property, our property, call it ours already.
Well, we have to give this some thought, darling.
Yeah.
Let's go, Mommy!
Be quiet, Betsy, now, will you?
Now, you have quite a bit of lakefront here, which is most desirable because in the summer you'll have plenty of privacy. It was your own little beach on the lake.
And the nice part, as Mr. Whipple pointed out to me, dear, is that actually these 2 acres are the best because the lake has sort of a little cove right down there, you see?
Really more picturesque and attractive, I think.
I looked at several places today with Mr. Whipple, dear, and honestly, nothing compares to this property right here.
Let's go!
Now you stop that or you will go back and sit in the car.
I thought you were trying to make her feel part of all this.
Oh, Betsy, come here, dear.
I wanted to go ice skating.
Now, look here, if we build our house here, you can go ice skating right on the lake next year.
I want to go ice skating now.
Well, you can just wait a minute now. Daddy and Mommy have to talk to Mr. Whipple.
Oh, yeah, I see there. The stone wall over there, the borders that side.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you think, dear?
Well, I'll have to think about it. I mean, I'm crazy about it. Uh-huh. I really am. That's exactly what we've always said we wanted.
I know it. I was so excited when I saw it.
Did you want? And I said, well, you better see it as quickly as possible. And you can see, I never try to pressure people into buying land. I don't believe in it. Actually, you don't have to. People either like it or they don't. But I do know that this land up here won't be available long. It's the only place in the city where you can get a view like this. Say, you can see that yourself.
Oh, sure, I know. How come it's on the market now?
Well, Mrs. Edgewood died, and her children decided to break up the estate. And none of them live here. I guess they wanted to get what they could out of it.
Well.
Now, you two walk around. Take a look at your property.
Yeah.
I'll take Betsy down to the lake. I've got a little girl just about your age.
Go on, honey. Well, dear, what do you think?
Well, it's just beautiful. It's beautiful. It really is.
Betsy would really learn to swim. Oh, she'd love it, dear.
You certainly weren't thinking of buying 2 acres, though, honey.
I know it. Well, I don't want to say any more. It is up to you, but I just wanted you to see it.
Well, don't you know nothing else is going to look any good after this?
I know it, and there isn't anything as nice as this. I've been out almost all day with Mr. Whipple. We've driven everywhere.
Well, I wish we had some time to think about it. I'm afraid Mr. Whipple is right. This is the only place around where you get a real view like that. You know, these acres will go fast.
He says there's a small but a very nice sandy beach. Of course, it's all snow now.
You know, after we get the house paid for, of course. I mean,
I might even get a little sailboat.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I had one when I was a kid, you know. Well, it wasn't mine, really, but I used it, you know. It was a lot of fun. Plus, this lake isn't very big, but you could have a boat.
Oh, of course you could. Oh, and honey, the best part. Betsy would be in the same school district, and she wouldn't have to change schools. And the bus comes out this way. Well, it might be a different bus, but you know, I mean,
hey, yeah, that is wonderful. I did think of that. You know, I hate to make her change schools.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, you know, that might be a deciding factor.
Well, that's what I thought, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's more than we were going to spend for land. I know that.
Well, maybe we should cut down on something else, you know, put more money into the property so we have something we really like.
Well, that's what I thought.
Oh, golly, look at that view.
Oh, look at
honey, we could have a big picture window,
yes,
sit there at
yes.
night and look out on the lights of this
place. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, darling, I'll tell you what. I'll have Whipple drive me back to the office.
Well, drop Betsy and me off at home.
Yeah, all right. And I'll talk to Whipple on the way down. And,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know. Well, I'll go back to my office and do a little figuring.
Be nice for you to have a little sailboat, dear. You get some exercise, which you said yourself you never get.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Now, look, don't try to influence me, will you? I can't promise a thing, darling. I've got this figure and finances.
Yes, well, if you decide this afternoon...
I'll call you. One way or another, I'll call you.
Well, he was going to call me and hasn't. I'm just on needles and pins. Oh, the view is just breathtaking. Uh-huh. Yes. Hold on. I think he just came in. Hi, dear. Oh, you didn't buy it. You didn't buy it. You chicken. Elmer, he bought it. I'll call you later. Goodbye. You bought it.
Every bush, every tree, every stone, and part of the lake.
Betsy? Yeah. Betsy, come here. Come here, dear. Daddy bought the land.
Why?
Honey, Mommy's been explaining. I don't know what's the matter with you, dear.
I don't want to live in the woods.
With your own lake to go ice skating and swimming and...
No.
Oh, well, she'll like it when we get out there.
What's the trouble? What are you worried about?
I don't want those other new children using my swing and my slide.
What other new children? What do you mean?
You mean the ones that are moving in here?
Yeah.
Well, honey, we're taking your swing and slide and trapeze. We're taking it with us. Did you think we were leaving it here?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, come here to Mommy. Oh, my poor darling. Worrying about that while all your things will be right with you all the time.
You know something? Daddy may even get you a little rowboat.
Rowboat? She's too young to have any little rowboat.
I'm so scared. My very own boat?
Your very own boat. Look, she's going to learn to swim.
Must be better after getting her a rowboat. We'll discuss that later. Where are you going, Betsy?
I'm going to call Candy and tell her about my boat.
Oh, really, dear? I don't think you should have said that later.
Stop worrying, will you? Honey, you happy about the land, huh?
Yes. Is it all settled? I mean... paid for, signed, and sealed.
Yeah, put down a deposit. I wanted to make sure, okay. You know, as long as I definitely decided. Yeah. I didn't want to lose it.
No. Oh. What did he say about a road? A road to get to our property, you know. Didn't you ask him?
No, golly, that's right, a road.
Oh, well, don't worry about it now. Oh, honey, won't it be fun building a house?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I'm beginning to wonder. A road, yeah.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers as Betsy and Raymond Branway as Mr. Whipple, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Ness, inviting you to listen again Monday to The Couple Next Door.